Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Oh, everybody's smiling, walking out of Kauffman Stadium. This is what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. Maybe when I was younger, I would front right now and act as if, oh, I never doubted the boys. I knew they were going to pull it off from the very beginning. No, I'm too old for that. You guys know me too well for that. I'm going to be honest with you. I'll admit it. Yeah, I thought this thing was over. I thought it was a wrap. But the Royals offense, most notably, Frazier and the future, had different plans tonight. They find a way. Royals win. They even up the series. 7-5 is the final score, setting up a nice little rubber match tomorrow afternoon right here on 96.5 The Fan. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. There's so much to discuss, so much to celebrate. I want to get you involved. The Peterson and Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. Peterson Law Firm. Don't wait. Call the 8s or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Did you maintain belief? I know Karen and Ben, they swung by the booth here at Kauffman Stadium. They said they never gave up tonight on the boys in blue. Love hearing it, and I'd love to hear from you. Again, 913-586-7965. We'll get right to your phone calls, but it's my pleasure to head inside that victorious Royals clubhouse and talk with Kansas City's finest. He is Carter Jensen tonight, on base three times. Drives in a run, scores a run. Carter, thank you very much for the time again tonight. Give me your thoughts as you're about to climb out of the dugout as Adam Frazier goes oppo. What's going through your mind?
Yeah, he hit it well. I knew that I had a chance. We were just begging it to stay fair, and it did, and kind of hit the fence and went over. And, I mean, the dugout exploded. It was an amazing thing to witness. Really fired me up. Fired me up for my bet as well. Our thing is just keep the line moving, be relentless. So, Frazier with an amazing swing. It was a lot of fun.
You did a nice job of keeping the line moving. A pair of 8-pitch walks and an RBI single on the very first pitch you saw there in the 8th inning. What's your takeaway from your 4 trips to the dish tonight?
Yeah, I think just play discipline. It's important. It's something that's more important than a lot of people kind of, I guess, recognize and realize. It's a part of my game that I think I do pretty well. And tonight I was able to, you know, get on base, work a couple walks, and then stay within my approach. And, you know, that last at bat, he threw one in my go zone, and, you know, I went and I was able to sneak it through. So, it was definitely a good night all around. Amazing team win.
Man, I would imagine that RBI knock in the eighth inning is a lot like what the swing looks like when it's sitting there on a tee. I think you're going to be very happy when you go back and look at that A swing you got off there. Now, when you're on first base, man, I could see it. You're fired up. You're firing the boys up in the dugout. You're giving dap to Holly over there at first base. Can you hear the crowd? Because this place was rocking.
Honestly, no. Just because it was kind of like a little – I heard myself yell, and I let out a big old yell over the dugout. And, you know, I like to play with fire. I like to play with passion, and I was able to let some of it out tonight. So, definitely more to come.
Yeah, man, it got me juice. Final thing for you. I'm sure a lot of people are asking, both inside the clubhouse and when you're just going about your daily life, how would you describe how it's different, just how large of a jump it's been, AAA ball to the show?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing apart from you know, the competition is just atmosphere. The big league atmosphere is unlike anything I've ever experienced. So being able to kind of slow myself down and be calm in the box and be calm behind the plate, I think that's the biggest thing for me. So it was a kind of an adjustment period at first, but now I'm super comfortable in the box, and I'm feeling really good up there. So. And I mean, on the pitcher side, you know, pitchers in this league, they're able to hit spots. They can throw everything for a strike. They can, and kind of toy with your mind a little bit. But I think just staying solid to my plan and not changing much, and just going out there and doing what I know how to do has been the biggest thing for me.
Yeah, they need to come to you, man. You're making them pay. It's been a lot of fun to watch. Get back in there and enjoy it with the boys. Carter, thank you very much for the time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
There you go. Royals win 7-5. That is Carter Jensen, who after a 1-for-2 night, two walks mixed in there as well, he's now batting .304. A small sample size, sure. 7-for-23, batting .300 in the show. I don't care how long you've been here. You're hitting .300 in the show. You're doing something right. Well, let's get to it. Here we go. Phone lines are open. 913-586-7965. Ladies and gentlemen, I was fully prepared for punishment tonight, at least after the third inning. Right, Royals jump out to a 3-0 lead in the first. Salvi goes deep. Home run number 302 in his Hall of Fame career. But then Cole Reagans very predictably gave it right back in the second inning. And I don't mean Reagans giving it back is predictable. The way that he gave it back was very predictable. I'll get into that coming up in a bit. So the Royals are still up at this point, 3-2 at the end of the second inning. But in the third, Royals have runners on the corners with nobody out. And they don't score a run. Runners on the corners with Vinny, Michael, and Salvi due up, and they don't score a run. So after that, only up by one, squandering an opportunity like that, I was fully prepared to be punished. Fully prepared to have this Mariners offense eventually inflict punishment on all of us. Royals had two on with one out in the fourth and don't score. Leadoff man on in the fifth, and he doesn't come around to score. Two on with one out in the sixth, and they don't score. And then on the mound, in the seventh inning, Eugenio Suarez clips Angel Zerpa. Well, you know, Zerpa got robbed in that at-bat against Suarez, but then Seattle executes, they tie the game up, and now I'm saying, okay, here it comes. You're not going to hurt me, Royals. Okay, game's knotted up at 3 apiece. I'm not letting this hurt. Urseg gets clipped, right? J.P. Crawford. Gets him to lead off the eighth inning. And no, I wasn't mad. I wasn't sad. I was a little frustrated, but I was fully prepared for it. Royals are down 4-3, heading to the bottom of the eighth inning. And then Frazier and the future step up. Adam Frazier with a home run that I've never seen here before. I mean, apparently I have, because I remember that Danny Valencia home run. But Adam Frazier puts the boys up with a two-run opposite field blast, and then Cags, Carter, and Bob turn it into a three-run Royals lead. It ends in a two-run Royals victory, and the boys are back to an even 500. Phone lines are open. Again, the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Brian, in Kansas City, you're hitting leadoff tonight, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, I love your show. So this is my first season this year having season tickets, and I was at the game tonight. They really got excited about Carter and Cags and Bobby. And, you know, mathematically, I know we're not eliminated, but my question, I guess, is from next year. Like, do you see this as Carter starting, you know, he's our catcher moving forward, and Salvi's more of a DH role for next year and trying to, you know, do that? Or what do you kind of see as
the future this,
starting next
Brian,
year?
I'd say next year Salvi's still the captain. Salvi's still your starting catcher. But Salvi does DH more. I wouldn't be surprised to see if it's a fairly even split between the two, right? Maybe 60-70 games for Salvi, 60-70 games for Carter Jensen. And then I think you could be wise to have a Luke Maley type as that third catcher, which allows Salvi to DH almost every single day and allows Carter Jensen to play even when he's not behind the dish.
Yep.
I appreciate the phone call, Brian. Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Carter Jensen, Jack Caglione, Bobby and Mike Cal, Vinny and Salvi. That's two-thirds of your lineup, I would assume, 6 out of 7 days next year. You know, in some order, and ideally, those are your top six hitters, right? I mean, ideally, we get to a place where you could go, you know, Michael, Carter, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, Cags, Vinny, Cags, Salvi, something along those lines. You know, Carter still needs to, you know, have more than 23 at-bats before I have him in the two spot, but you understand it's easy to dream on that core. And then you throw into the mix Waka, Lugo, Reagans, Bubich, Burgert, Stephen Kolek, Noah Cameron. Speaking of Ryan Burgert, if you missed the news earlier, Matt Quatrero, oh, man. He announces that Burgert's landing on the injured list with forearm tightness, which, you know, it's the offseason, so we're done with Ryan Burgert. Hopefully rest allows him to recover and be ready for opening day of spring training. But that's big news. Ryan Burgert on the IL, thus ending his season. 913-586-7965. If you look at tonight's seven runs, right, they all came in two innings. Three in the first, four in the eighth. Royals win. It was Frazier and the future. Adam Frazier's two-run home run. Salvi's three-run home run. Bobby's RBI and Carter's RBI. The people scoring the runs, Vinny, Michael, Salvi, Carter, Cags, and again, okay, Michael Massey, but he was in there as a pinch runner for Salvador Perez. So of the seven runs, six were scored by the future. Five were driven in by the future. And yes, I'm still calling the great Salvador Perez a part of the future because what's so great about where we're at right now within this organization, I say within like I'm a part of it, but, you know, a fan base, a city, a baseball club. The great place that we're at right now is when we talk about the future, it's not years from now. It's months from now, right? When we arrive at Arizona for spring training, the goal, at least my goal for this team, is going to be the division title. Not my goal, my expectation. And I think that expectation is going to be the expectation within this building and within this fan base. 913-586-7965. So when I talk about the future, it's not how it used to be, where it's years down the line and we're talking about some 21-year-old who hasn't done anything in the show. Now we're talking about 22-year-olds, sure, in Carter and Cags. But these guys are here, scoring runs, hitting laser beams, and winning games in September, meaningful games. I deem them meaningful because I find it very meaningful for this team to finish the season above 500. Tonight, they take a nice step in getting back to 500. Now an even 76-76 with 10 to play. Let's go to JD. He was one of the more than 19,000 in the building tonight. JD, go ahead.
What's up, Vern? I talked to you after. I was kind of irritated.
First of all, JD, a big congratulations to you and your family, man. I know you guys are expecting.
Yeah, we're having a little girl in November. So
that's so awesome,
super
man.
Super excited about that. Yeah, it was my last game going this year, so got to be a dad. I was just irritated with Q at first, but then I'm just like, okay, he can just, you know, he knows more than I do. I'm just wondering, Cole
you,
had
you're already sounding like a dad. You're already matured. Look at you.
Cole had 62 pitches, and I was wondering, is it because he hasn't pitched in a long time and Q just wanted to?
Yes.
And then what is the deal with Blake Mitchell? Are they going to trade him because they got Carter or anything? And I'll listen offline. Well, you have a great night,
Yeah, thanks for the phone call, JD. Congratulations again.
Okay.
I'm guessing that's Rally Mantis over there. Tell him to be quiet. Blake Mitchell? No. There's no reason to trade Blake Mitchell. First of all, his stock is as low as it's been. Not that his star is dimmed, just his offensive production this season was down because of a broken hamate bone. Now, he will go to the Arizona Fall League, which begins in a few weeks here. But he's only, what, 21, just turned 21? Hasn't played above A-ball? So next year, you'd like to think he would start off at AA, although has he conquered high A? Did he do what he needed to do at Quad Cities? I'm not sure. But he's a guy that could check the AA and AAA box next year. I think he's that talented. And in a market like this, in a league like this, if Blake Mitchell is going to turn out to be a true top 10 prospect, right? He was a top 10 pick back in that draft a few years ago, you find a spot for him. Oh, we have too many catchers? Well, guess what? One of them's not going to be a catcher for long. If you draft and develop someone and they turn into a star, or you believe they have star potential, and I'm talking a bat, no, you don't let that go. Mm-mm. You certainly don't let it go when its stock is at its lowest. Now, I'm not trading Blake Mitchell. Yeah, I don't know what would lead me to be desirous to trade Blake Mitchell. Because you do have a designated hitter, right? If Blake gets here, and he's likely not going to get to the show until, you know, 2027 at the earliest, you know, where do things stand with Salvi? Now, he could still be Salvi out there, could still be running into 25 big ones. Who knows? But if he's ready to get called up in 2027, I'll promise you, you'll find a spot for him. DH, first base, corner outfield, whether it's him or Carter Jensen, you'll find a spot for a quality bat. JD, always nice hearing from you, buddy. Let's go to Blake in Kansas City. Blake, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Vern?
What's up, dude?
So I've been on I did the pitch clock with you before, but this is my first time calling in to the post-game show.
You feel the pressure? Feel that white-hot heat?
Actually, I was wanting to just talk to you about tonight, and so I was actually going to talk to you about Blake Mitchell, just with the resurgence of Carter Jensen in the bigs and the great start to the career that he's been having. But I know there's this other guy that had mentioned something about that, and so instead, I'm just going to say that, I mean, tonight, even though the Royals were losing, I mean, and wasn't really the biggest crowd tonight. There were still a bunch of people behind, like, all around
me. They were loud late, man. They were loud late. They were making a lot of noise. Kansas City always does a great job of whatever. They can make it sound like there's an additional 10,000, right? There were 19,000 there tonight. But in the ninth or in the eighth, it sounded like 29, man.
For sure. Yeah, they were very, very into the game. I mean, everybody's chanting, "Let's go Royals," even though they were losing. And, I mean, a lot of people are saying it's the Chiefs town, but it's very much a Royals town, too, and hasn't really been the greatest season, but I really hope the front office can spend some money this offseason and get us back to the playoffs next year.
Yeah, I'm with you. No doubt, Blake. That's the expectation. And I think that's where the bar is. I'm not lowering it. Other people can, but I'm not going to. You want a successful season, make it to the postseason. Anything short of October, I'm going to stop short of calling it a success. There's a phone line open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Royals beat Seattle tonight, 7-5 the final score. Royals are now 28-3 when they score 7 runs or more. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. Let's go to Ray in Lee Summit. You're next up on the postgame show. Ray, how are you?
Josh, I am great. It's nice to see your final win. These guys playing with some intensity, even though there's much bleak down the road for
Ray, are you on a motorcycle right now?
No. I'm in a car.
Okay. Continue with your point.
I just say one thing. The guys got the hits when they needed it. The only negative thing I thought happened was that third base coach sending Vinny home.
I didn't mind that. They gave me no reason to believe that they were going to score without fans sending Vinny in that spot. I appreciate the phone call, Ray. Feel free to roll your windows up next time, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, we're talking fifth inning. Royals are up 3-2. Vinny's on second with two outs. Like I mentioned, the Royals, third inning, two on, nobody out, they don't score. Two on, one out in the fourth, they don't score. So here we go again, leadoff man on in the fifth. Michael Garcia, boy, did he square that one up, and unfortunately he lines it right at Suarez at third. So Michael did his job, just some tough luck there. Salvi then advances Vinny to second with a ground ball to the right side, and then Adam Frazier, singles to the opposite field to Randy Arozarena, who has a questionable arm. That, coupled with the fact that this team has struggled with runners in scoring position all year. Jack Caglione's certainly not to a point where I feel more confident in Cags coming through with first and third and two outs, more so than I do Randy Arozarena making a less than accurate throw. And Arozarena put it right on Mitch Garver at the dish, and Vinny was meat at the dish. But no, I had no issue with it. The fact that it was Arozarena in left and you had been struggling, so you already had the lead. Let me see Randy make that throw. No, I was with Vance Wilson tonight. But I appreciate the phone call, Ray. 913-586-7965. Royals are back to 500, and we're back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. We go to Emily in Kansas City. Emily, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead. Emily. Oh, we lost Emily. All right, let's try Patrick. I think Patrick was in the building tonight. He saw the boys win this one. Patrick, how you feeling? This isn't Patrick Mahomes, is it?
No, it's not Patrick Mahomes. Okay. It was... Don't sound disappointed.
I'm not. I just knew it's his birthday, and maybe he was at the K celebrating. No, I'm fired up for you, dude. Go ahead.
No. No, it was a great time out there. There was like 15 guys from my office. We had a great time. We're talking to the other people in our section. And, the question was like, when did you buy your tickets for the game? It was like, everyone was like 2-3 weeks ago. But everybody was still there, and everybody's, bleeding blue. Hey, look, when a team does what we did last year, right? I mean, we were just, burst onto the scene out of nowhere. More times than not, there's going to be a drop back, okay? And this has been a weird season. There's no question about it. But you know, it's a drop back. But my goodness, Cole Reagans, and I haven't been listening to the whole show. I'm sorry, Josh. I mean,
you're fine.
He looked like Cole Reagans, right? I mean, that first inning, it's like,
oh, he was amped up.
I mean, you know, oh my God! Just blowing it by him, and it is just so encouraging for next year. And then Lorenzen came in the middle of the game, and the guys I'm with are like, oh, I love Lorenzen. And I was explaining to him, I'm like, you know, he's probably not going to be on the team next year. We've got so much depth of pitching, which is like the hardest thing to put together for Piccolo or any GM. And I feel like, you know, we've got the hardest part done, right? The pitching. But we got to take care of, like, the most expensive part now for next year, and that's a bat. We need something out there. And
well, what about Caglione and Carter? What about those two?
Well, I know. They're young, right? I mean, we don't have the track record. I mean, that's kind of, you know, a little bit of a blank slate, you know, just a little bit.
I bring that up because, Patrick, let me say this, and I'll let you finish. First of all, I don't believe the Royals are going to spend the type of money to bring in the bat that you're looking for, an everyday left fielder, second baseman, designated hitter. And even if they tried to, I don't think you can find someone with the upside of Jack Caglione, and I know you can't find a catcher with the hitting profile of a Carter Jensen. So those two, with Vinny and Salvi, Bobby and Michael, that's six of your nine starters every single day. To me, you can bring in some complimentary pieces this offseason, but the offense next year is going to ride or die with those big six.
Okay. Well, I mean, Jensen, oh, and by the way, Jensen's learning behind a Hall of Famer, right? I mean,
couldn't be
a better situation for the kid. Okay. But, Caglione's inevitable, and you can't have the velocity off the bat that he has. And I know it sounds stupid. He's had the worst luck this year with the Adam balls.
Doesn't sound stupid at all. Sounds like you've been locked in.
No, dude. Hey, Josh, I love you, and I cannot wait until March and April of next year. Keep up the great work, man.
Wow. Patrick, I think we could be friends, man. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. That opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. He gave me so much to talk about. Cags, man. A couple of screamers tonight. And just an easy 106-mile-per-hour exit velocity on a banger to the opposite field gap. Cags tonight picks up his second extra base hit since returning from the injured list. I want to go over Cole Reagans. Yeah, that first inning and then into the second inning, man, there's still so much to talk about. But I want to hear from you first. Again, the phone number, 913-586-7965, and we'll get back to your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Rosa Reina to make the throw home. There's a fly ball left, slicing into the corner, and it is a home run. Frazier hit a fly ball that kept slicing. Well, you talk about measuring the ballpark. Adam Frazier with home run number 7 not only ties the game, but his home run puts the Royals up 5-4.
And they would go on to win 7-5. That's the great Denny Matthews on the call. And for a guy that has seen everything that has happened in this building, to hear that type of surprise makes me feel a lot better, because when Adam Frazier went oppo just inside the left field foul pole, my mouth was agape in the press box. I mean, jaw on the floor. I did not see that coming. And that's the beauty of baseball. That's why you show up. That's why you shut your mouth. Don't act like you have it figured out. Watch the game, enjoy the game, and as so many of you have told me as you were making your way out tonight, that's why you don't give up on the boys. And you were saying it with your finger pointing at me, almost as if you knew, I gave up on the boys tonight. But shout out to Frazier and the future. I see text lines already upset that I include Salvi in the future. My buddy here says, Fern, that's cheesy. You shouldn't include Salvi as the future. Well, that's the benefit of having your own show. I can say whatever I want. And when I can explain it, and how the explanation reflects a new day of Royals baseball, to me, it's all good, man. Salvi is a part of the future, because the future is now. Right? The championship chase of 2026, why not? Why shouldn't it begin right now? Adam Frazier's go-ahead two-run shot in the eighth inning was, without question, tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Let's go back to the calls. Olivia in Kansas City. Olivia, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Yes, I've been listening to you forever, and this is my first time calling. I am a Royals fan since 1969, so I follow them very closely.
Sure.
I have noticed that one of my favorites is Adam Frazier. And I noticed that when he started coming last year, he was great. And when they traded him or sold him or whatever they did, I was a little bit frustrated. When they brought him back, it seems like everything has changed with him. And I was wondering, what do you think? I really like Adam Frazier. So what do you think is the prospect for him, for keeping him for next year?
I actually made this exact same point, Olivia, earlier today up in the press box as we were talking about next year's team. I said, I don't care. Just make sure Adam Frazier's on that team. He has a way of keeping the boys cool, calm, and relaxed, and he's a professional at bat, right? He's batting 278 since joining the Royals, or 278 since rejoining the Royals, and tonight he blasts his fourth home run of the season. Yeah, I'm all for it.
He just seems to hit at the right time all the time, and he's got great hands with the ball, and I mean,
great hair and a great mustache. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
and he's kind of quiet and shy, but my goodness, the boys have changed since he came in. So, you know, he's one of my favorites, and everybody else, Salvi, Witt, everybody else, I really love. But since Frazier has come around, it seems like the boys have really bounced back in. So thank you for listening to me, but I was just wondering about that.
Olivia, your experience, your baseball knowledge is coming through on the phone call. Yeah, I mean, some things don't show up in the box score, and Adam Frazier's impact on this team is one of those things. You're 100% right, and I hope I get to hear from you more often moving forward. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7965. Everyone wanted to talk to Frazier after the game, but Adam Frazier only talked to one person after this game. The great Joel Goldberg of FanDuel Sports Network on the field of Kauffman Stadium and on television on FanDuel Sports Network.
Joel. Well, what a home run for Adam, and we were just talking before we went on. Did you think it was going or not? You weren't sure. What did you think off the bat?
I know it got it all right, but I'm just hoping it stayed fair. So I wasn't even sure if it left. I saw him pointing up and over an umpire, and I was like, all right, just keep running. So that's cool.
Matt Brash is one of the better arms in baseball, had an injury a couple years ago, but you saw him breaking into the big leagues. How much at all did that help you in that seven pitch at bat?
I mean, I probably need some more reps to have help.
Carter Jensen and Bobby getting him with the Salvi splash. Back to Matthew McConaughey and Joe Golder.
I don't know if you saw that one coming, but no, I mean, you got the scouting reports on Brash. You know how good their bullpen is. You've played with some of these guys, albeit a few years ago. So what was the approach there?
Well, I know Brash is nasty, so I'm just trying to bring him into the zone, really. You know, he beat me with a heater the first pitch, so try to make an adjustment off that, get on time, and, you know, fought off a couple good ones and, you know, was able to keep that one fair.
The home run is what will get all the highlights, rightfully so. What might not get as many highlights is that hot shot in the ninth inning. I don't know if you have a guess of what it was, but I'll tell you, 111 off the bat. You got to react quickly. Tell me about that moment.
Yeah, I knew it was coming in hot. Top spin's either going to shoot low or pop high. So just try to get your head down there behind it. And I don't know, it felt like it's slow motion when it happened. So knew I had time once I got it. So, you know, Bobby completes the play. But, yeah, huge play in the ninth right there.
Nice, calm, and collect. Final thing, what does it mean to have Cole Reagans back?
Oh, it's huge. That first inning was fun to watch. You know, I know he's excited to get out there and do what he did, or get out there again tonight and finish the season on a strong note. So, that was fun to see.
Nice job tonight. We'll see you back here for afternoon baseball tomorrow.
All right. Thanks.
There you go. That's Adam Frazier, Joel Goldberg on FanDuel Sports Network. Yeah, great play. Great job by Goldie bringing that up to Frazier. 111 miles per hour with two on and nobody out and a three-run, excuse me. Yeah, a three-run game there in the ninth inning. Runners on the corners. And Dominic Canzone comes in off the bench, the guy that went 5-for-5 yesterday with three home runs. And he got ahead of Carlos Estevez 2-0. Carlos battled back to even up the count, but that 2-2 pitch was rifled at Adam Frazier. And he started a 4-6-3 double play. Run comes in to score, but hey, I'll take it. Two outs, one run. We're still up by two. Nice job. That was one of, I got four outstanding defensive plays tonight. Mikel Garcia responsible for two of them. He started a impressive 5-4-3 inning-ending double play in the second, and then a strong throw on a Victor Robles ground ball to finish off Angel Zerpa's seventh inning of work. And then Mike Yastrzemski looking like a right fielder in left field, but somehow makes the catch. Had he not made that catch, I'd be on here going, what the hell you keep putting him out there in left field for? The guy plays it like he's in right field, but hey, he made the catch. Way to go, Yaz. Royals win 7-5. Frazier also brings up Cole Reagans, and I see Raj in the Ozarks on the text line says, Vern, I'm looking for silver linings. Cole Reagans hitting 97 will certainly be one of them. Yeah, you knew Reagans was going to come out amped. Now, did I think he was going to hit 98 and sit 97 and retire Randy Arozarena, Cal Raleigh, and Julio Rodriguez on 11 pitches? Striking out the side? Blowing 97 past Randy, blowing 97 past Julio, and getting Cal Raleigh to swing at a slider in the dirt? No, I didn't see that coming. I knew he'd be amped up, and I knew that velocity would tick down. So after that impressive 1-2-3 first inning, after his offense gives him a 3-0 lead, yeah, that second inning to me was somewhat predictable. Reagans trying to settle in, trying to give his team, not length, but you know he wants to finish four, right? You know he wants to keep putting up zeros, but he struggles to find the plate as Jorge Polanco works a 9-pitch walk. So, okay, almost as many pitches in that battle with Polanco as he threw in the entire first inning. So when you issue a leadoff walk, and then you throw two balls to open up the battle with Eugenio Suarez, I wasn't surprised to see the next few pitches be heaters down the middle. Right, I got a lead. I walked the first guy. I'm behind Suarez. You know, velocity's coming back down as I try to settle in. I don't have the same type of adrenaline that I did in the first. And yeah, back-to-back heaters to a guy like Suarez, he's going to time it up, and he did. He belted the second one 416 feet. And then Reagans locked back in. The leadoff walk followed by the home run in your first start in 3 months after such an electric first inning. Man, I have no problem just completely erasing those two runs. That was very human of Cole Reagans, a guy that at times doesn't appear to be human out there on the mound. Now, that was very normal. You could go to Little League, junior high, high school, college, minor league baseball. A lot of pitchers are going to fall victim to that same scenario that we saw tonight from Cole. The win tonight went to Lucas Erceg. He's now 8-4. The save goes to Carlos Estevez. How about the big fella? 40 saves on the season for the All-Star closer. And yet, much like his manager, doesn't get much love on the postgame show. His name's only really mentioned when things go haywire. But thus is the life of a closer. Royals win 7-5. Phone lines are open for you. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. We'll take our final quick timeout. Get back to your thoughts right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
And he's been on the injured list twice. And a high drive deep center off the bat of Salvi to the wall and gone. Perez. So Perez, after the beating last night, he does return the favor. So the Royals striking early tonight. Salvador Perez, home run number 29.
Yeah, boys jump out to a 3-0 lead. That lead was gone in the seventh. Royals led 3-0 at the end of one, 3-2 at the end of two. Seattle ties it as they get to Zerpa in the seventh. They take the lead as they get to Urseg in the eighth. But Frazier in the future step up in the bottom of the eighth. Frazier's two-run blast, and then Caglione, Jensen, and Bobby put two more on the board for the good guys. Royals win 7-5. They're now 31-8 this season when hitting multiple home runs. Frazier's two-run blast, and then what you just heard there, our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Salvador Perez, a three-run first-inning blast. All three hits in that three-run first came with two outs. Yastrzemski and Bobby go down to open up the first, but Vinny Pasquantino ahead in the count 2-0 gets a splitter at the top of the zone on 2-1, and he smacks it up the middle for a two-out single. Michael Garcia then pounds the first pitch he sees, pounds it on the ground. It's rolling towards the shortstop, and J.P. Crawford charges, fields, and can't make the throw to get Michael. He's too fast down the first baseline. So two on with two outs, and Salvi blast a 1-1 heater that's left out over the dish, 435 feet to dead center field. Home run number 29 on the season, career home run number 302. That puts him just 9 away from matching Hall of Famer Pudge Rodriguez for the 7th most in baseball history by a catcher. And he's now just 15 away from matching George Brett and the Royals' all-time franchise record. Let's hear from the Guaranteed Foods player of the game, the great number 13, Salvador Perez, on FanDuel Sports Network.
Pretty good. It was good in the first inning. I just laughed when we played with him after the game. He did good. His father was there. You know, he showed that before. Like to compete, you know, and doing pretty good. He was strong, hard, call it, change, curva, slide, everything was good, you know.
What's the communication like with him in that first inning? Was it just, hey, the heater's there, keep going at it? Or?
No, I don't say anything. I just see they was kind of late in the first, couple of fouls. So, you know, if they don't make mistakes, I'm gonna keep calling. They need to make adjustment quickly, you know. So I feel like the first inning, we're looking soft. And I just keep going fast. They were late.
Mm-hmm.
did you guys say to him post-game? You said you were messing with him.
Something players that we play a little bit.
We look at the offense in the first inning. You hit the home run. How important was that just to give him that lead and allow him to kind of settle in?
Pretty good. You know, every time we can score first, you know, we give it a little bit more chance to the pitcher, you know. They can be aggressive. They don't have to be defined, you know. That's what we do tonight. Then playing the game, Fraser with the big homer right there, you know, come back, and we got the win tonight.
There you go, Salvador Perez on FanDuel Sports Network. Salvi's three RBIs give him 1,008 for his Hall of Fame career. He's four back of Hal McCray for second most in Royals history, 14 away from matching future Hall of Famer Yadi Molina's career total. Royals win 7-5, and Salvi is once again the Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. And they've been doing that since 1958. Call them today, 913-888-5000, or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Not only does Salvi get it done offensively with a home run and a pair of walks, but a nice job behind the dish as well, helping Cole Reagans return to the mound, and then he's back there with Jonathan Bolin in the fourth, with Michael Lorenzen in the fifth, John Schreiber in the sixth, Angel Zerpa in the seventh. Salvador Perez, again, just unparalleled. Let's go back to the phone lines, the Peterson and Associates phone line. We go to Tony in Lawrence. Tony, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Vern.
Of course.
Yeah. I'd like to just give the Royals a little encouragement. First, I'd like to say congratulations to the whole team. And here's a reminder. I don't care who the opponent is, and I don't care how big the radio and TV announcers talk up how great the opponent is. The Royals, don't ever get intimidated by anybody, boys. We beat Seattle 7-5, broke a 10-game winning streak. We beat Philadelphia 10-3 a couple of days ago. We beat Detroit 10-8 not too long ago. We beat Toronto 9-3 a month or so ago. Remember the 9-5 victory over the Dodgers with Ohtani on the mound?
Of course.
So, boys, don't be intimidated by the opponent. I can understand how everybody feels, you know, after last night, but that's incentive. Today, I said to myself, we're going to get this team. They're not going to embarrass us again. And I'm just so proud of the Royals, the way they hung in there tonight. Thanks for taking my call, my brother.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you very much, Tony. Let's head back inside that Royals clubhouse. Let's hear what Cole Reagans had to say to the media after the game and to the microphones of FanDuel Sports Network.
Getting back out. Yeah, felt good. Went through a little bump right there in the second, a couple walks, but overall felt really good.
Just the adrenaline pumping there in the first, feeling it a little bit.
Yeah,
more,
so. Yeah. Obviously, adrenaline pumping. Yeah, felt good. Like I said, just try to attack.
Yeah. It's a long layoff, 3 months. I mean, how do you feel like you attacked that rehab and being able to come back before the end of the year? We talked about it yesterday, but just the importance of doing that and, you know, also, too, getting a win tonight with those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I try to take it day by day. Obviously don't want to rush something like that back, so just listen to, you know, what our training staff has to say and, you know, follow them, do what I can to, you know, try to get a little bit healthier each day, and, you know, when it was time for me to come back, I'll be back. So just try not to rush it and you know, cheer these guys on as much as I could. And to be back now with these guys, you know, it's fun. I love competing with these guys, being on the field with these guys, and, you know, trying to help this team win.
To get the three runs on the offense to give you the lead, how did that help you going out for that second inning?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big swing, especially on a team like that. You know, they have a really good lineup, and they can do a lot of damage. So, you know, that's a big swing, obviously. You know, didn't get the shutdown the next inning, but, you know, we got out of it, and, you know, the offense, you know, picked us up there at the end.
How much does the momentum of being able to stack the two rehab starts where you look good and then to come back and get another strong start, how much does that help you to finish out the street season strong?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to execute. That's my whole goal, is just go out there, get ahead of guys. Good things can happen when you get ahead. You fall behind, you know, they're kind of in the driver's seat, so it's just try to, you know, get ahead the best I can.
Nine. I got it at 9. That's Cole Reagan's after the game, courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. First pitch strikes to 9 of the 13 batters that he faced. Reagan's final line, 3 2/3 innings, 2 runs on 1 hit, 4 punch-outs, and a pair of walks. Hey, I got to give some quick love to Tyler Tolbert. You know, listen, it's a small sample size of at-bats. But since his most recent recall, which dates back to July, Tyler Tolbert's batting .333, all right? Small sample size, he's 12 for 36. But like I mentioned with Carter Jensen, you're hitting .333 in the big leagues, man. I don't really care how many at-bats, that's impressive. Shout out Tyler Tolbert comes in as Kyle Isbell leaves the game with a left hamstring injury. We'll see the severity of that, but Izzy certainly seemed to present himself. His body language certainly presented it as his season might be coming to an end as well. So tough news for Izzy, tough news for Ryan Berger, but great news for the Royals and Cole Reagans. Boys come out on top, 7-5, the final score. 913-586-7965. I know we got to get out of here, but do we have time to get Kathy in Los Angeles in? Kathy, you got to make it quick, but go ahead.
These people that says that Elvis is not part of the future, you know he is, because he's got to teach Carter Jensen just like he taught Freddie Fermin how to catch and be part of this team for the future. And he's always going to be part of this future, Vern, you know that.
No doubt. Kathy, always nice hearing from you. Continue to take care of Freddie out there. We love him and we miss him. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, got to make it quick, buddy. Go ahead.
All right, thanks for the phone call, Vern. And yeah, I have one question. Left field, I think, is going to be the biggest problem coming into the offseason. So do you think that the Royals are most likely going to get a left fielder via the trade or free agency, Vern?
Thanks for the phone call. I'm going to say free agency, and it's a platoon type of bat. I don't think Lane Thomas isn't a left fielder, is he? He's a center fielder, I think. I know he's a free agent. You want to platoon him and Massey in left, platoon Frazier and India at second? I don't know. Do you really want to run the same team back? How much of the same guys? It's a fun conversation to have. We do it every year. We like these guys so much, we don't want to see anybody leave. I have to leave right now, thanks to Blake Schneiders back at the studio for a great job as always. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night. I'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon at noon.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Out of the track, leans, it's gone. Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.